Welcome to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast.
Hey, it's Sally. Thanks for joining us. And here's a little bit from the show today.
So the 30-day challenge is where you listen to nothing but Family Life Radio for 30 days straight and see if it doesn't make a difference. See, the key is the nothing but. Mm-hmm. Because when you tune out, maybe you listen to news or you listen to another kind of music. But there's something about having a solid diet of hanging out with God that can totally change things for you. Mm-hmm. We've heard time and time again what a difference it makes in people's lives. And we're just asking you, do you want to be a part of that? Now, Carrie is with us. You were calling about 30-day challenge?
I took the 30-day challenge like 3 years ago. And I haven't stopped, and I'm a supporter, and I just love you guys, so thank you. I appreciate all that you do.
Well, that's very kind of you. What did the challenge do for you?
Oh, goodness. I ended up downloading you onto my phone, and it has turned into my life has just changed so much. The Holy Spirit has been in me, and I only listen to Christian radio now. It just changed my whole life. It's
wow.
From where I was 5 years ago, it's an amazing, amazing place. And I am so thankful every day for the freedom that I have found in Christ, because this world is a little bit crazy.
Uh-huh.
And I know who's in control. So I'm so thankful for that.
That's true. Well, thank you so much for sharing. Appreciate it.
Yes, have a blessed day. We'll talk to you later.
So the number one thing that children put up their nose. Crayons.
Okay.
If you have crayons in the house, likely they've found a new home.
They're just a good fit.
Yeah. Up their nose. We have a pediatric nurse with us right now.
The family was playing catch with a quarter, and the little girl was standing there with her hands up in the air and her mouth open, and the quarter went right down her gullet.
Wow!
Oh, no.
You know, my son, my 12-year-old, I think he was 3 or 4 years old when this happened, swallowed a dime.
Oh, he did swallow a dime?
Yep.
Some kids can get that dime up their nose, too.
Oh,
that's probably true. It's small enough.
Yeah, it's not
so
good.
I took him to the ER, and they, you know, they gave him an x-ray, and it was actually the most adorable event. I actually recorded it, and I think I still have it on my phone. If I can find it, I'm going to play it coming up here. But to hear the doctor talk to my son and say, now we don't swallow coins. and to show my son the x-ray of the, you know, of the dime inside of him. And to hear this little voice go, there's a coin inside of me.
That's worthy of a frame on the wall.
Right, exactly. The ER doctor did say, he said, well, I think we'll just let this one go through. You know, it's hard being a good parent, especially when your children stick things up their nose. It's Kankle Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. The number one thing that we found that children put up their nose is crayons, followed by French fries. And then the topic turned into, what did they swallow? I found the audio, guys. This is the audio of my son, Sam, talking to the emergency room doctor after we found out he swallowed his show-and-tell nickel.
Uh-oh.
All right, here we go.
And how's the nickel going to come out?
With my poop.
Okay.
My coin is going to be stuck.
Probably not. It'll probably come out when you poop, just like you said.
Yeah, that made me happy.
You know what?
Yep.
I know your daddy already said it, but the doctor's got to say it too. Please don't ever put anything else in your mouth except for food, okay?
I just can put food in my mouth.
That's the only thing.
Yeah.
Okay?
Not toys could go in my mouth.
No.
And not coins either.
That's right.
You are something else, buddy.
There's the lesson for you now.
Hey, I'm Maddie Mullins. Thank you so much for supporting Family Life Radio. As a listener-supported ministry, God is using you to be a part of a story of a life changed.
You can give safely and simply at myflr.org.
We're talking about candle smells because Campbell's Soup has now come out with a tomato soup and grilled cheese candle. That sound delightful, or
for lunch?
Sounds like it'll make me hungry.
Yeah, right. No kidding. So Ginny is with us from Michigan. What do you want?
I know. I always, during the Christmas season, they have this winter candy apple scent.
And it, candy I love it so apples. Much.
See, we're back to cinnamon.
That does smell
good. I know.
Good.
It's not so strong.
Oh.
But in the summertime, they have the limoncello. Ooh. And it's like lemony. Yeah. It's almost like pine salt, but a little bit light.
Lemony? Yeah.
Citrus anything.
Citrus?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
I love your radio. Thank you for making everything happen and making it so inspirational for all of us.
Oh, thank you.
I'm a nurse, and every time I come home from my patients, I like, you know, God has a reason why I'm a nurse. So I'm always grateful that your radio station enlightens me and strengthens me to do my work every day.
Wow.
So thank you.
That's huge.
Yeah, I love that.
Well, yes. We're so thankful for those that give to keep us on the radio so we can fill you up.
Yes, I am there every month. My donation is there every month.
Oh, thank you.
So I'm grateful. Thank you, guys. I love you all. I love your show.
Oh, hey, group hug. One, two, three. There we go. Family Life Radio, it's Kankel, Fritz, and friends. Time for that good news of the day. What's your story? Call right now, 888-888-9976. Tim is with us. Tell us what's going on.
My wife had kidney disease. We had moved to California. It was time for her to get a transplant. And so we're on a waiting list. A waiting list can take as long as 8 to 9 years.
I didn't know that. Wow.
Yeah, and it's mainly with people that have O blood, because they can donate to everybody, but they can only get, you know, something that's O blood. UCSF gave me a call, and they said, look, we looked at your blood test, and you have a rare blood. And they said, well, it turns out that your blood and your kidney could actually be donated to somebody that has an O. So if you would donate your kidney, we will move your wife to the top of the list.
What?
And I said, well, sure, absolutely. Let's do that. We're getting ready to do this. And there were 8 operations that week across the United States. And I donated a kidney that went up to Washington, D.C. My wife got a kidney from a lady in South Carolina. So you can imagine, this kidney's flying over from South Carolina. And when it gets about halfway, they start the operation on my wife.
I didn't know it was coordinated that closely.
I didn't either.
That's amazing.
Man, that's a very close window.
Yeah.
The kidneys that are, or whatever organ is being, you know, being shipped across the United States, it has priority over any aircraft.
Oh, wow.
But anyway, I just wanted to share that because there is hope for people because there is an exchange program.
Man, that's cool. That is cool. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story.
Sure. Y'all take care. Have a great day.
Praying without ceasing. Maybe that's a difficult concept for you. It always has been for me. That's something we hear in sermons that we read about. But I think the act of praying without ceasing, first of all, sounds intimidating. Like, how on earth do you do that? And I think sometimes you just don't know how to employ that sort of prayer, which sure. is what I've dealt with my whole life. And a couple of weeks ago, a former coworker of mine came down with COVID. Ended up passing away, unfortunately. But the evening before he went to be with Jesus, I was so worried about him. I fell asleep praying for him. And 4 or 5 times throughout the night, I woke up. And it was as though I had been praying for him in my sleep.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Like, it was like I woke up mid-prayer. And I have never in my life experienced that. Mm. And I'm trying to figure out, number one, why it took something so drastic and tragic to get me to that place. And how on earth do I get back? How do I tap into that on a regular basis? Because it was a really, you know, even though it was a heavy prayer, it was just really neat and almost surreal to just like be waking up and feel like in your spirit you've been praying even though you weren't conscious.
Right. You know, I think that, well, first of all, I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
That's horrible. But, you know, there's a book by, it's a really old book. Mm. It's called Practicing His Presence. And it's all about that. And he talks about how difficult it is. He's just talking about, hey, I was washing dishes and I just decided to stand there while I'm washing dishes and just say, all right, God, I'm going to think about you. I'm going to think about you and try to think and have your mind on God and pray. And it's a state of mind, and it's not easy, Misty. I don't think you're alone. But I do think that tragedy brings us to God. I don't know why we have to wait for that to happen.
I think it's a part of God delivering peace in a moment of deep sorrow that he knew you were going to be experiencing. And I think that moments like that where when you're asleep, you're not physically conscious, God is letting you know that he's there even then.
Oh, absolutely.
And so sometimes those are special moments that just go kind of above and beyond, you know, where the day-to-day, moment-to-moment life. And so it's a very precious gift that he gave you, that communication that you were having, even in your sleep, and the peace that you could experience knowing that your friend is now
absolutely
with Jesus, as you said. You know, what a gift.
But it's a good question. How do you get there?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
I want to tap into that all the time. Yeah, it was neat.
So this guy starts out with a penny and keeps trading for things until he ends up trading to get a house.
That's impressive.
That's crazy. Uh-huh. It's Kankel, Fritz, and friends with you on Family Life Radio. So we're talking about trading, and if you've ever traded for something before, Maverick is with us from Michigan. Have you ever done that?
I sure have. I have actually an incredible story.
Ooh, okay.
Do tell.
Yeah, so I've been an avid hot rodder, and I owned a hot rod that I customized from top to bottom, and I was at a car show. And the Christian Motorcycle Association was there. Through that day, I started to pray with all the Christian motorcyclists, and God spoke to my heart that day and told me, you're going to sell your hot rod, you're going to get a bike, and you're going to join the CMA.
Whoa. Okay.
And I argued with God, and I was like, yeah, I don't think so. He says, yeah, I think so. 1 week to the day, God brought a motorcycle into my life.
Oh.
The guy traded me straight across. Sight unseen, he shipped it from California to Arizona, picked up my hot rod. I joined the CMA 3 weeks later, became the Goodyear Chariot Warriors for Christ president, and God is good.
Wow! And now you have a whole nother hobby. That's awesome.
I love you guys. I'm so thankful for what you guys do. And you guys minister to my heart every day.
Aw.
Thank you. I love that. God, I don't think so.
Yeah.
God's like, yeah, I think so.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm gonna let this feeling take control.
So what kind of joy is God giving you? Give us a call. 888-888-9976. Janice, what's going on?
A couple months ago, I had called you guys to have you guys pray for me because I had two stents put in the right side of my brain.
Two stents put in?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And now they're gone. God healed me. And I went the other day, and I was told I have three tumors in my head, and I am healed from that.
Hey.
God healed that, too. I told my husband, I said, I believe God healed me.
So they saw tumors, like you've had an MRI or something, and...
Yes, sir.
And so they verified they're there, and you told your husband, I think I've been healed.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Have you verified that the tumors are gone?
Yes, I have. I just left the doctor's office.
Well, praise God.
Thank you for the miracle.
That's huge.
Yep.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. I would love to connect with you on Facebook and Instagram where you can share your good news or joy report. Just look for and like FLR Mornings.
Thanks for listening to the Kankel, Fritz, and Friends podcast. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.